Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. We got Mike Sielski on. All right, we got a couple of great guests at this hour. Mike Sielski and Ruben Amaro Jr. Mike did a terrific column after the Sixers were eliminated.
Okay.
It's worse when we have higher expectations. And we would like to talk to him about that, many other things. He's a sensational columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Inquirer.com, Mike Sielski. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Angelo.
So, Mike, we're going along with a good season, and then we get James Harden, and then we got, well, now we have to win it all, and we're still knocked out in the second round. That makes it a higher fall, right? We were up higher, and we had to plunge further down because we thought we were going further.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the nature of Philadelphia fandom in some ways, is the hardest losses are the ones, and the positions where fans are most uncomfortable, I think, is when your team is expected to do well or is favored. Think about it. What's the worst loss that most Eagles fans have experienced? The NFC Championship game against Tampa Bay, when everybody presumed they were going to the Super Bowl.
True.
What's the worst, the hardest Phillies defeat to deal with? 2011, when they were so incredibly great throughout the regular season, couldn't make it out of the first round of the playoffs. Same principle applies with these Sixers. They get Harden. You think, oh my gosh, they can actually make a run if Embiid stays healthy and Maxey keeps developing. And they bottom out in games 5 and 6 against the Heat.
Mike, can I flip that then? Then 17 Eagles win the championship was even more special because the expectations weren't that high. We didn't think they were going to win a Super Bowl that year, so it made it even more special.
Of course. Think about the greatest summer of my life as a Philadelphia sports fan was 1993 because nobody expected that Phillies team, you know, to make it to the World Series or win the division or beat the Braves or any of those things. And I think that's part of what's informing the anger about the fact that the Sixers lost. It's not just that they played terribly and it didn't look like they played with much effort in games 5 and 6. It's that people actually care now. That was the point of the process, was to set up a dynamic where the Sixers actually had a chance to compete for and win a championship. And if you look back over their previous 30 years before they started the process, it was very, very rare, if ever, that happened. I mean, think about it, Angelo. Even when they got to the finals with Allen Iverson in 2001, nobody really expected them to beat the Lakers. I mean, that's why game one and Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue is so memorable and so treasured. That's the greatest moment in the franchise's history since they won the championship in 83, and that ain't much.
It's very true. 100% right. Mike, I'm just curious. Let's talk a little bit about the definition of insanity, because Daryl Morey came out after they had again failed us. And he gave sterling votes of confidence to Doc Rivers and James Harden, two people who have never been able to do well in big moments. Doc did win one, but his players were coaching that team for him in Boston. Why would he think these guys are the foundation for a champion when he's already even pointed out they weren't that tough? They weren't tough enough.
Well, look, he's got a whole offseason ahead of him. And, you know, knowing a little bit about Morey and the way he goes about building teams, I can't imagine that he thinks that the team the way it's constructed now, and the time that he's had to shape the roster is enough to get him and the team to where they want to go. You can't come out and say, hey, James Harden stunk. I mean, Daryl Morey's career as an executive is entirely predicated on the fact that he acquired James Harden from Oklahoma City, and James Harden became the great, one of the greatest scorers in NBA history on his watch. And so, you know, I wrote this at the time that they acquired Harden. Harden's got a lot at stake here. If it doesn't work out here with the Sixers, he has nowhere else to go. So, you know, it's on him and it's on this team to follow through on what Harden said after game six. Like, I'll do whatever I have to do. Okay. Ball's in your court, James, because, you know, what other move are you going to make? I mean, I can understand why you say let him walk because he was so bad and seemed so disinterested, but that's easier said than done.
Right. All right, Mike, I got to – it's fun the way this is breaking down now because I'm sensing in the city people are getting a little less excited about Embiid, and there's a tussle about why. Some are frustrated – at how injured he gets every year. And some think that the swoon at the end was directly related to the snub for MVP. Can you break that down? You think they were both components in how he didn't play so well at the end of that series, or do you think it was just injuries?
I mean, I think, I don't know what's in Joel Embiid's head. I think it's certainly possible that he was disappointed that he didn't win the MVP. And maybe that contributed to why he didn't play well in games five and six. But he played with a broken face. He played with, you know, torn ligaments in his thumb. And, you know, is there frustration that he didn't play well in games five and six? Yeah, but watch games three and four. He's pretty much the reason that that team wins, if not because of the actual production he has, but because of the inspiration that he gives them.
Where was that inspiration, though, in Game 5? Because here's the problem with Game 5. You're right. 3 and 4, he was there. The body language, you can tell what kind of game Joel Embiid is going to have in the first quarter. It happened in the Atlanta series last year with the meniscus. The body language that was displayed by him in Game 5 was not one of leadership.
I guess, Rhea, if you want to get into reading kind of signs like that, I mean, again,
I read his body language. It's not that difficult to read.
He's playing through injuries that are pretty severe. And Lord knows, again, I have no firsthand knowledge of this. None of us know what it took to get him on the court in terms of, you know, medicine, painkillers, those sorts of things. I don't know. But I do think at some point, you know, the guy kind of, you don't give him the benefit of the doubt. After the season he had and after the way he came back this season and the fact that he was willing to play through.
Not for the body language in that game, no.
Wow.
I don't.
Okay.
You're telling me he's an inspiration, but he doesn't have it in Game 5.
Mike, I'm here to try to build up expectations for the next team that lets us down. Right, Mike? And that would be the Philadelphia Eagles. And I want you to hear what Michael Irvin said after he saw the Eagles' schedule and he's seen what they've done in the offseason. And tell me if he is not getting us all excited once again about one of our teams. Here's Michael Irvin.
Boy, this scares me right here, man. But I think this thing lines up so great for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
If the right hands get on the steering wheel of the Eagles and the right hand under the center, the Dallas Cowboys and Cowboys Nation can hear the two worst words they ever want to hear. Like, Philadelphia dynasty. They got such great young talent, and you got the physicalness of A.J. Brown on one side and the speed of Devontae Smith on the other. I'm telling you right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, and their schedule plays out right. They could be 5-0.
Too optimistic, Mike Sielski?
Boy, that's exactly the kind of measured reason commentary I've come to expect from Michael Irvin.
All right, come on, Mike. It doesn't matter. He was a Cowboy. He's a great player, and he's getting us all excited again. Are we getting our hopes built up to only crash like we did with the Sixers?
I certainly think it's possible. I also think that on paper, yes, the schedule breaks very well for the Eagles. You know, their offense, they're very strong on the offensive line, which is what you want. They've certainly improved their offensive weaponry, their skill positions. Still got to do some stuff defensively, I think, to get them to where they want to be. And let's see. You know, they still have a quarterback who has only been a full-time starter for really 1 year, and they still have a head coach who, while I thought exceeded expectations last year, is still relatively inexperienced, and we're still finding out about. So, yeah, I think optimism is good. I think rampant, Super Bowl dynastic expectations, as Michael referred to, might be a little over the top.
All right, one last thing, Mike, and I'm doing this because I got a new grandson, 3 weeks old, and I was looking in his eyes the other day. And the thing that fascinates me the most about you, Mike, is that you have a borderline contempt for the sport of baseball. And I love it that you feel that way, because I feel like you're representing the next generation. 20 years from now, when that little boy is an adult, 21 years old, Mike, what will be a bigger sport in America, baseball or soccer?
Boy, I was thinking lacrosse, actually.
No, really? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be – I mean, I think it's a toss-up between baseball and soccer, but I think lacrosse has a chance to have surpassed even baseball by then. For the nature of the sport, the way it's growing across the country, those sorts of things, the fact that it combines action and offense and physicality in a way that soccer doesn't, kind of approximates, you know, hockey and even to a degree football. I would say your grandson probably has a better chance to be really into lacrosse than even baseball.
But Mike, the odds are he will not be a baseball player, a baseball fan. Is that right? He'll probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for that. Look, Angelo, I loved yep. the sport, but it is so hard to watch now, and it is so homogenous. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on this rant again.
No. Just, but I'm fascinated. You do think is ripe for the picking that something could pass it in the next 20 years?
I do. Yes.
Very good, Mike. Mike, everything you write is awesome. Thank you for coming out with us. He's also got a great book coming out now. Is out now about Kobe Bryant. Check it out, mm-hmm. Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Now, Al, I have a woman on the line who wanted to talk about the thing you had brought out. I thought it was a great point you
what
made about
that?
Symmetrical faces
oh, yeah.
and symmetrical athletes. Yeah. Ashley is on the line right now. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Angelo.
Have you noticed that athletes are better looking than other men?
Well, you're talking about the golden ratio. It actually is apparently a thing that when both sides of your face are very symmetrical,
yep.
you are known to have the golden ratio.
The golden ratio. I didn't even...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking that up during the break. So it's a ratio. So is it done by computer? Like, do they analyze the two sides and then figure out how close they are to being identical?
I guess, and they're always better looking. I remember one Christmas, I was looking in the mirror, and I said to my sister-in-law, if my one eyebrow would just be right up here to match the other, I would yeah. be so much better looking.
Right, now, hold on a minute. But is that something that you could surgically get moved?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I just turned 38. I got a couple more years, so but I might look into it.
All right, hold on. Ashley, are you married?
I am married.
All right, is your husband an athlete?
He played college volleyball, and he coached high school golf for 10 years.
He's nice. Very, very good looking, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. My kids, they got all their good genes from him.
All right. Did you date non-athletes prior to marrying him?
I didn't. I'm a jock, and we both coached and always into sports.
Oh, this is true of women, too, then, right, Ash? That women are better looking because their head is symmetrical also?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's called the golden ratio.
It is called the golden ratio, and I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and I hope they get a goal. I can't tell right now, but, we will listen to your show every morning on the way to
All right, hold on, Ashley.
That will help their development.
I have a bad feeling about if I get my golden ratio. If you would, let's just say that I got a radical nose job, would my ratio change?
No, I think it's more in your eyes.
Oh, I'm screwed then.
It has to do with the shape of your eyes. If you look in the mirror, you really look at your eye and eyebrow. My left eyebrow is a little bit higher than my right.
And that's really costing you.
You're symmetrical, Ange.
Right, you are, Josh?
Yeah.
You are. I just saw your eyes.
Well, what? Really?
Yeah.
He's studying my eyes right
and
now.
And your eyebrows are even.
Yeah. Every time you look in the mirror now, you're gonna look for that.
No, hold on, Ash. Oh. I heard that during the phase in the pandemic where you wore the mask that covered your nose and your mouth and all the rest of your chin, that I was better looking.
Oh, you're totally better looking with mask.
For the protection of others, I'm resuming mask wearing starting today. Even at home. Even when I'm home alone or my wife comes in, she goes, wow, you look pretty good today. Well, thank you. I'm wearing the mask.
One more thing. Your bolts are right symmetrical,
too. Stop with the bolt. All right, Ashley, I'm going to put somebody right at the 50-yard line at the link. Who's getting the biggest boo? All right, you can call me back if you think of one, okay? Let me play for you, Carson Wentz. Because Ruben, we got to get Ruben Frank on right. Just to make fun of him tomorrow.
No, you're not making fun of him.
No, I have to make fun of him because he said that the reception for Wentz would not be all booze. There would be some mixture of cheers in.
Kind of mixture?
Over the weekend.
What's the percent?
Over the weekend.
A cocktail.
I believe the date. In fact, we're going to change our question. It's the date, I believe, is November 14th that he will come back here to play in Philadelphia. First time as the quarterback of the Commanders. Anyway, Al, he was asked what it would be like, and he answered in his typical robotic style.
I know that'll be a big game. A lot of emotions. I'm sure fans will eat that one up, and it'll be fun and make for a good storyline. But at the end of the day, it's going to be just another ball game, and it's going to be a huge divisional game for us to, when that one comes. So I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I'm trying not to get too excited for that one because, again, it's just football and can't press, can't do too much.
I don't know. Al, I don't hear any cheers.
No.
So do you hear any cheers? I don't hear any cheers. I hear a lot of blues. Screw you, Wentz! Screw you! You suck!
Somebody's angry.
215-592-9490.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready for it. All right, welcome back. That woman, Ashley, was correct, Al. It is called the golden ratio, and they can take your head.
Golden ratio?
They can computer analyze it and give you a number. And the most perfect face in history is a model right now, a supermodel named Bella Hadid.
Okay.
And she, Al, is a 94.35%. Now, Ava has taken a liberty during the break of photographing my head.
It's not coming up with a number yet. So I need,
it'll be
time.
A while.
Take your time. Because I would like to know, Al, what, like, I don't want to be in the 30s. What if I'm in the 30s? God.
This is analytics for faces.
It just came up with a question that said, is this a human?
It did.
It said,
maybe I can get a part as the elephant man.
Please.
Can I do that? I don't know. But Al, 94.35. And they said that the reason why is the two sides of her head, her face, are identical.
Okay.
Right? Like, I'm looking at what do you think of Al's right now, Joe?
Yeah, he is not looking very good.
Not that good?
He's a worn out old man.
Yeah.
He's not all there either.
No, not here at all.
All right. Anyway, I just want to, this is a tough changeover, but I just
want
to present some of this before Ruben Amaro comes on. Because, Al, when it came out that David West, the former left-handed starting pitcher of the Phillies, had died of a glioblastoma, the same thing that Darren Dalton did and John Vukovic.
It really is frightening.
Tug McGraw. Yeah. And so many others, Al, many from the 1993 team.
Yeah.
Some like six.
It's unbelievable.
Johnny Oates. And here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I've read about this. There used to be something called the Love Canal up in Boston, Buffalo, I think it was. And they had a cluster of leukemia cases.
Yeah, yeah.
And they brought in like a team of investigators to find out if there was something in the climate or something radiation, something in their community that was causing this.
Often water,
Al, don't you think they should do that if they can about what happened in those years?
No, but it is really remarkable that many people got this.
Dalton Vukovic.
You wonder about that AstroTurf.
And it's all, it's gone now.
Brett, Oates, and now West. Six for sure that have directly had that one thing. Al, that's unusual, isn't it?
God,
that's scary.
Come on.
It's
scary. Crazy. And I'm just, Ruben's going to come out. He was on that team. And I want to know if he's like going, well, I better get myself checked more often. I better make sure that it isn't something that was environmental.
Yeah, you know? Now you couldn't tell because it's not even there.
No, it's not even there. I don't even know if you could do it now. But Al, that is a heck of a coincidence if it is, right?
Yeah.
When you saw David West, didn't you go, oh my God?
No, immediately.
Yeah.
That was the first thing you thought of. And he's 57 years old. He's gone. Yeah. All these guys, we lost them all in their 40s or 50s. And it's, wow. How?
No.
It's crazy.
You wonder about the turf, all that stuff.
All of it. It raised a million questions. We'll get Rube's thoughts on what happened in L.A., the good and the bad. And then we will get his thoughts on what's going on with the 1993 team in just a couple of minutes. Jimmy is up next from Jersey. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Ash. Good morning, team.
Jimmy, did you like the lineup that Joe Girardi put out there yesterday?
Nah, there's no way you could. Mine would have had Bone playing third, Camargo at short, and Realmuto would have been in the DH slot. How can they call it a scheduled day off? Today's a scheduled day off.
Your lineup is way better than the lineup that Joe Girardi was paid to do. And I, because I don't give up on stuff, I don't even agree with the Harper decision. If I get Harper getting injected into his arm so that someday it can be, and he's got 8 hits and 8 RBIs in the last 3 games, 3 homers and 4 doubles, he's playing the game Sunday. You understand? Jimmy, I'm maximizing his hot streak.
That guy's
supposedly shutting him down. I don't care who he is. Just because he's got a fancy name, Neil Ella
Trush. No, that's not the reason.
I don't like him. I don't like him, Rhea. He sounds like a fancy schmancy LA doctor.
Do you not want Bryce Harper to get through the season?
And this is the only doctor Let me tell you something.
You're wrong on this
it's
one.
It's time
you're,
we have a conversation.
You're incredibly wrong
he could
on
go
this.
To, he
reuse,
could, he
could, hold on. This no, is going to get personal.
You're incredibly wrong on this
reuse.
One.
Reuse. Yeah. Do you respect the great physicians at Novocaine?
Of course I do.
Do you consider them among the finest medical minds
you
in the world?
You know I do.
Then why do I need to go to some guy 3,000 miles
there.
Away?
He's there. He's no. in L.A. You're taking advantage
Jonesy,
of the day off.
Help me here.
The players have the right to choose where they want to go with that stuff, though.
Shut up.
They do.
It has nothing
That's
to do with the shot.
Right. Anyway.
It's got to do with the doctor.
The time and the doctor. Yeah.
Jimmy, I would have had Harper in the lineup because I play every day to win.
Well, it does beg the question, Ange, when he was back in that 2-for-23 skid, why didn't they do it then? Why did they wait until he morphed into the hottest hitter in baseball?
I'm going to tell you why. Because they, oh my God, I can't fly him out to El Atrache. I got to wait till he's in the schedule. No, I don't do that. Because I know the difference between being in the zone and not in the zone. And when a guy's in the zone, you don't yank him out of it and put him in a doctor's office.
That's your strongest point.
You're
right about that. Yes.
Now I'm being judged.
Well,
I'm here trying to do a show. This jackass over here is judging me.
Well, most people want to see a healthy Harper the rest
of
the year. That's the bottom line.
I thought he was pretty healthy those first three games.
I would like him. Don't you want him back in the field?
I just want eight RBIs.
That's a hell of an argument.
Jimmy, give me somebody out there who fits our bill here and would get booed at the link.
I'm going to go with former Mayor Wilson. We didn't start the fire. Good.
Wilson, good. Interesting choice.
Okay, that's
fascinating choice. We'll give you the whole list in a minute. But on the line with us right now is one of our baseball analysts, the great Ruben Amaro Jr. Hi, Rube.
Ange, I'm surprised that you're upset with their road trip because they played so poorly out there. I get it.
Rube.
Come on.
Did you have a chance to win all four games in L.A.?
You did, and unfortunately, they gave that last one away, and it leaves a little bitter taste in your mouth. But I'll tell you what, man, they played really good baseball for a lot of innings.
All right, do you agree with the decision to rest JT yesterday after you had already lost Harper?
Got no problem with that because JT was swinging the bat very poorly, and in fact, Stubbs came in and got a couple of big knocks for him. So no problem with JT being out of the lineup.
How was Harper swinging the bat before he went to Neil Alatrache?
Outstandingly. Hmm. He was really, really swinging the bat well. I mean, there was no flaw in the swing. Really, really good.
The best he's ever swung since he came to the Phillies?
No, but he's pretty close. Pretty close. He was pretty awesome all year last year in the last half of the season.
If you were the manager of the team or the GM of the team, would you have wanted him to get injected yesterday and miss a game when you had a chance to sweep?
I would wait until after the game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Here we go.
Oh, you just made him so happy, Rube.
I would have waited after the game. I honestly would have waited after the game. And you don't know. I don't know anything about the Alatrache's schedule and things of that nature. But for me, I would have waited. I would have had him injected later on.
Rube, you have won me over. All right, Rube, let me get to a serious issue because I really want to know what you're feeling right now. David West, I know he was a beloved member of that beloved Macho Road team. He died at 57, also brain cancer. What was your reaction?
I mean, we've known that he's been sick for a while. Very, very close friend of L.A.'s. I was his roommate for a part of one season. He's a phenomenal human being. Just awful, tragic. And we've had many, many of these tragedies with this 93 team. And it is a concern. This whole brain cancer stuff is a real issue. And I'm surprised that no one's really gotten into the investigation of this and what this means, because it's not coincidental anymore for me.
Yeah, we're all thinking the same thing on it. And it's all, at least six names, brain cancer, all part of that organization. Did you ever, when you were working in the vet, did you have any sense that there might be something that was long-term endangering your health? Did that ever come up?
Well, I mean, I was a bat boy on that vet turf for a long, long time, and I'm not trying to cause problems, but there is a whole lot, like during the course of the summer times, you can just see some of the heat rising off of the turf. And you just don't have any idea whether there's carcinogens, and there's, I'm sure there can studies that can be done regarding that. But, I mean, I have some concerns for myself. I mean, I was kneeling by that turf for, you know, for 3 years and then played there for the bulk of my career. And the fact that this has happened, to so many of these players, including Tug and Vukovic and, so many people that I've been close to, Darren Dalton, et cetera. It's a concern, man. It concerns me.
Rube, is it the kind of thing where you would get screened more often just because you know that this is a predisposition for some of your teammates?
You know, I haven't really thought about it that much until just now. I mean, I don't know whether it's something that I should go ahead and do. I may consider doing that. I haven't felt like I've had any issues personally, but it's certainly something to think about. And, you know, it is a concern. I mean, who knows? You never know.
Rube, when you're together with members of that team, does it come up as a topic of conversation?
Not readily, not all that often. But, you know, more than anything else, we kind of console each other. I mean, we were very close. That was a team that was, like, super close. Not just the players, but the staff members. You know, Jim Pergosi and John Vukovic, who we, you know, lost, Johnny Padres, so many people that we've lost over the years. And I don't think that we think about that all that much, but it does make you wonder. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that much of a coincidence. I don't know.
But to the best of your knowledge, there is no actual study being done to determine if something happened at that stadium that could have led to this.
You know, it's interesting. I thought that there was something a while back, but apparently there's not. I talked to John Vukovic's daughter, Nikki, because I think a long, long time ago they had kind of kicked around the possibility of trying to do a study after that happened. But I don't think anything really came of it.
Well, keep us posted on that, Rube, and we hope you and all the members of that team are going to be okay. Really do, but it's very alarming.
Appreciate that. Rube, yeah, it is. Thanks so much, guys.
Ruben Amaro, in our studio, again, mm-hmm. having to make a very quick turn.
Yes.
One of our beloved former co-hosts, now a big star in Atlanta, you, Douglas. Hi, you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Philadelphia. I almost said Atlanta for a minute. Forgot where I was at. But so, I'm in Philadelphia right now. Good morning, everybody.
You, I was looking up. I was asking you before the show about your best season. And here's your number. Let me know if the Eagles could use some of this. He had, in the year 2000, 15 sacks.
Hmm.
Two years with 12 and a half, 9.5. Man, and here's the thing. We got this theme going with the Sixers. They're not tough enough, right? How do you know when you got a tough team? The teams you play for, were they tough?
Oh, no doubt about it. We had some tough individuals on our team. You're talking about Brian Dawkins, Jeremiah Trotter. Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, all those cats, man. These kids are different. Like, they're different. It's funny. Like, being down in Atlanta, you know, I try to watch as much Philly sports as I can. And, you know, when James Harden came here and, you know, the one that really got me – no, pull it back. The Doc Rivers conversation when he said that he did a good job.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hell. I know they're killing him in Philadelphia.
I think I do a terrific job.
But we welcome your help, dude.
No, I'm just sitting around. I'm like, damn, he must have forgot where he was at.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
He never knew where he was. He doesn't relate to the city, you.
Hey, and then, you know, I know this is a little bit removed, but the whole Ben Simmons thing.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's about to kill him for that one, too.
Oh, we smoked him.
Oh, man. Because, you know, working with you, I know you well enough to know how that went down. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
All right. You know who else we got? We got Carson Wentz pretty good.
Oh, no, yeah. Listen.
What do you think of him?
Hold up. Like, when I heard he went to the Commanders, right?
Yeah.
And he got on television somewhere and said, it's just another game?
Yeah, played that. Yeah.
I was like, oh, he must don't know. He must don't know. Oh, baby, you got this thing all wrong. Like, it's just – like, I try to tell people. I was like, this is the greatest place to play when you're winning. But if you're not winning and you're not doing your job, oh, yeah, you got to – you got to go ahead and suck that one up and do better. You got to do the best you can because that don't fly in Philadelphia.
You, Douglas, we love you. We miss you. We're thrilled at your success in Atlanta, man.
It's just
man.
Different in Philly. You got to be built different.
Hold on.
Here.
I would like you to give us Trae Young. You were telling me he's not loved in Atlanta.
No, listen. Luka
Doncic, I want Trae Young.
They love him, but it's this whole thing with Luka. It's, you know, because we traded. Well, I will say we. I forgot. See, I got to remember where I'm at, you know.
Right.
Philadelphia, they traded for him.
Yes.
And they traded for him to Dallas. They traded Dallas and got Trae. Trae's a better fit for Atlanta, in my opinion. But when people see what Luka's doing in the playoffs and you know, he's hitting the fadeaway. But people need to understand, Luka has a lot more help than Trae has, and they're going to try to do that this year.
Hold on. I have a trade for you. Go back and take this to Atlanta. We will give you one of the 75 greatest players ever to play the game, James Harden, for Trae Young.
I don't watch that much basketball, but I watch enough basketball to know that that ain't going to fly.
Well, at least
we're stuck with him.
You grew a beard kind of like Harden. I'll give you that.
No, I got a lot more gray in mine.
But again, I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. That's another very good-looking athlete. Huh? Athletes are better looking than average people. You with me on that, Douglas?
I'm okay with it.
There you go. You, Douglas, we love you, man. Thanks.
What's up, Jonesy?
How you doing, Hugh? Awesome, it's man, so awesome. Nice to see
so
you,
so glad
man.
To be here.
215-592.
Somebody's stealing your car out there.
94-94.
For the second time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 8:43 is the time. Now, we're going to change our question today here, Al. And why don't we wrap up our first question? Because Daryl Morey asked us to grade the Sixers. How did he end up? Where are we
All
here?
All right, brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armin Chevrolet make your search easy. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. How would you grade the Sixers 2021-2022 season? 51% gave him a C. It stayed pretty consistent.
That's pretty remarkable. You are very easy graders out there. They let you down, and you still gave them an average grade.
Yeah.
New question.
How will Philadelphia greet Carson Wentz when he returns here on November 14th? Cheers, booze.
Jonesy.
Booze. All right, absolutely
he
booze.
He said booze. I say booze, Al.
Oh, 100% booze.
100% booze.
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
All right, Ruben Frank has stated that there will be, now I understand, Al, in Pennsylvania now, I believe marijuana is legal. So he might have taken one toke over the line. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not certain on that.
Sweet Jesus.
But he thinks there will be people cheering. So what we will do with where it says cheers, we will apply those to the people. That would be the percentage that would actually cheer a quitter. Mm-hmm. You understand? If you're out there and you're a Philadelphia person and you are rooting for a man who quit on your team and your city, congratulations. You, like him, are a loser. Good job by you. Hmm. But go ahead and vote however you want.
Exactly.
We all say booze.
Yeah.
All right. Now, one thing, Al, this is very rare that I make public appearances anymore, but this cause is so great. This cause is so great that on Saturday, they have met my demands, and I will be appearing at a very special event for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Mm. Cindy Webster's here. Cindy, where am I going to be?
So you're going to be down at Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday, May 21st, for the Eagles Autism Challenge. You told Kylie Kelsey that you would not walk or run. So instead,
I wanted to remain seated.
She rented this amazing rickshaw.
It's like a pedicab.
Pedicab. I'm going to tweet a picture out.
Think and sell ice cream from the back.
Hold on. I'm over 200 pounds.
That's okay.
And I'm bringing my my granddaughter, Delaney. She's about 20.
Yep.
Now, they're going to be able to pedal us around.
There's a big strapping intern that's going to pedal you around in this.
That's Rick. Oh, maybe he's good looking, like the kid from Westchester.
Don't do the strapping thing.
Oh, sorry. Right? Okay. All right.
Now I'm taking heat for this.
I'm sorry.
But this is Saturday. I think it leaves at 8. We'll leave it at 8.
It leaves at 8, yes.
Right.
So it's
I'll have
morning.
The whole brood out there. Come out. It's a phenomenal cause, the Autism Foundation. Please come out to that at the link at Saturday morning.
Everyone can register at EaglesAutismChallenge.org, and if they use your code name, Angelo22, it's free registration.
Angelo22, and then I get credit, and they see that I raised money for them.
Exactly.
So please do that.
Join us.
Now, one other thing I got to ask you. You do appear to have a history of dating, and in fact, in one case, marrying athletes, correct?
Yep.
Did you date exclusively only athletes?
Maybe not exclusively.
Pretty
but
close.
They usually tend to be very handsome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because of the symmetry. I agree with Al.
It's golden ratio.
Golden ratio.
It's a golden ratio.
Got it.
Did you know that?
What does that mean? No.
It means that the two sides of your face match.
Are perfect.
They match.
Are yours?
Hello?
I think we tried it, though.
Yeah, it didn't.
What happened?
The numbers were skewed.
Yeah, twos.
They were about a 7 out of 100.
Oh, maybe.
That's what Angelo got.
Bella Hadid had 94. Right now I'm trailing Bella by 87.
Why don't you try it on the dog, see if it gets any higher?
No, let me tell you something right now.
My
dog, I have a handsome dog. Okay. Now, at this point in his life, Al, he's a little burly.
Yeah, because you keep feeding him
but
like crazy.
Aren't we all?
That right now, the rankings in my family are, Al.
You just called your family a brood.
Gail.
Number one.
Bentley. Number two.
Yep. A lot.
All right. Then a gap. And then me, number six.
In my mind,
six is a good number.
You're
pushing it.
We're going to plug three others in between. After I'm gone.
UPS guy.
Yeah, UPS guy.
Don't
straight.
Forget
and
Amazon.
The mailman.
That
the mailman
Amazon
is very good
day.
Looking. That's four. And believe it or not, only in Chestnut Hill, we still have a milkman.
Yes, you do.
He's number five.
Hello.
Still have a milkman.
Dennis is online from Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
God. Radio man, how can I follow that?
Dennis, Bryce Harper having a fight, although I did win a point with Ruben saying that. He would have waited, get Harper in that game Sunday because he's so hot right now. What did you think of Harper not playing because he needed an injection?
Well, you know what a big fan I am of Bryce Harper. He should have been in the game. And I agree with Ruben. Give him the needle afterwards. What's one more game? He's swinging the bat. He's hotter than a firecracker. He says he's fine, and they go give him a needle and a day off. Bunch of jackasses.
Here's the further point. It's about urgency. Mm-hmm. And it's the reason, even when the Phillies are winning, that I don't get excited because I have never seen a manager who managed with less urgency than Joe Girardi. And that lineup he put out yesterday was like a surrender flag. And it took till there were two outs in the ninth inning to blow the game. But they would have been – the guy they were facing wasn't even a major league pitcher. And he had one bad inning. And look at it. They would have won that game, Dennis.
You have a chance to drive a stake through the heart of the vampire, the L.A. Dodgers, and you let it go away. You could have swept them. You could have made a statement. You could be coming home. It's like Carson Wentz saying, oh, it's going to just be another game when I get up to Lincoln Financial. Carson, you're going to get booed by every person in that stadium. And how about our boy Daryl Morey giving Doc another a free ride for another year?
Well, I have the answer to the Doc thing, all right? $24 million. 3 years to go. They just could not justify paying that man 3 years of checks. They just finished paying Brett Brown. How many of these guys are they going to pay not to coach their team? So they went, is there a guy out there? We're not positive. Let's give him one more year, see what happens. He won't be any better, Dennis. I guarantee he won't be any better. He'll just become even more smug than he was this year.
I actually think Brett gets a few more checks before he's cut off.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Wouldn't surprise me. Dennis, give me something right now. The biggest boo would be who?
Well, I don't know if it's the biggest. How about Nomni?
Who?
Nnamdi Asomugha.
Well, I think it's too long ago.
You guys.
Yeah.
You're terrible at this. Anyone in the world standing on the 50-yard line with 68,000 fans seated in the stands, mm-hmm. what do we have so far, Al, on the booze?
Well, Nnamdi Asomugha, Wilson Good, which I don't even... Rich Cotite, Andrew Bynum, Brett Brown, Tom Brady, Doc Rivers, Simmons, and Girardi.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the judge today. I don't have enough candidates to give the prizes out. These are lousy. Anyone, picture, they come out to center stage. Who's getting the biggest boo? 215-592-9494. Hurry up, I'm running out of time. Tom's up next. Hi, Tommy.
Angelo.
What are you doing, Tom?
How are
you? Tom, you don't sound too good.
It's the second time he's tried to get on.
Let's see if we can fix that one, Joe. I'll go to Joe and Clayton. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ange. How you doing?
I'm just relieved you have a good sell. Joe, what do you want to say this morning?
I just can't believe that Ray Dinninger and you are retiring in the same year. It's breaking my heart.
There's a lot of people retiring all at once. It's Jay Wright is retiring. Jim Gardner is retiring. It's a year of retirement. Next year, we'll all be making comebacks like Brady and Breeze.
Listen, on a serious note, okay, about Veterans Stadium, that used to be a dump in World War II for the Philadelphia Navy Yard, and there was a lot of bad things that went into that ground.
Wow.
So that might be one of the things, and I've had a few friends living in Packer Park that have had the similar, you know, cancer kind of things with that. So if there's an investigation, they should do a couple boreholes into that ground and see what's really down there.
Joe, that's good information. I'm going to tell you, it just occurred to me. Yeah, these players were there a lot. It was baseball. They play 81 games there. What about the people that worked there? And we're exposed to whatever was in that environment. Yeah. If they did a real study, they would find other people who might have to face the same medical crises because of that situation.
Well, isn't that what the study they did with the trainer for the Flyers?
Yes.
Wasn't that they were able to figure that out?
They got to do that. It's amazing to me it's gone this long without that kind of a study. Because Ruben would have known. He would have been contacted if Ruben Amaro were part of the study because he was there a long time.
Yeah, but you're dealing with the federal government and forget about it. You know what I mean?
All right. That is an issue.
I do have a player that would be booed, probably booed the most. That would be that J.D. Drew.
All right. Another one that
That's a little old.
Guys. There's so many people that we don't like. It's people. It's not just players.
Mm-hmm.
Al, an executive?
Yeah.
Anybody out there that would get a good boo who owned one of our teams?
Some people.
You can bring them back from the dead if you want. I don't care.
We don't need that.
No, you can't. Oh. And not just sports people. What about political people?
Oh, no, no.
What about world leaders?
Oh,
what about anyone like that?
You said animals, too.
Animals. Al, what about a savage beast?
No, we don't need animals. Animals, they can't help themselves.
Leave animals out.
Yeah, leave animals out.
People understand something.
What?
This is my contest.
Yeah.
He's the judge, Al. He'll make the
rules. I'm the judge. Al doesn't have any say. Al already told you that he didn't care that the Phillies lost yesterday. That once he won three, he was happy.
Mm-hmm.
Al has indicated to his audience, correct me if I'm wrong, Josie, that he is a loser.
Complete.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He'll be.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.